Good morning all. My name is Jill, and you may or may not know me, but I have had the privilege of listening to many of you, and I wanted to share a little word, blessed to share a little word with you this morning. So my mornings normally involve a drive. I live in Morningside and I work in the highway area. So I drive that road up Fields Hill every single morning, and that has led me to a little bit of what I want to share with you, a scripture and just an encouragement as I have learned to drive that road in the physical and in the spiritual. So it's a half hour drive up the road. I know where I'm going to, but I truly don't know what's around the corner. And that leads to my message, is just learning how to handle what is around the corner. It's the same road every morning, but what is around the corner can differ hugely. It can be a clear, quick ride, cut 10 minutes off it, can be congested, can be awful with accidents, can be just stuck truck and very slow. And of late can be storms and boulders and sand, as many, many in KZN have endured and still lies on the road as a memory of those traumatic times. So I just wanted to put that into perspective of what we face in the spiritual and in the physical. Without talking any longer, let me go to one simple scripture we know well, Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, of being certain of what we do not see. And if I look at my NIV commentary, I want to elaborate on that. This is what it says. There are two words describing faith. It is sure and it is certain. Sure and certain. These two qualities need a secure beginning and a secure end. The beginning point of faith is believing in God's character, that He is who He says He is. And the end point is believing in God's promises, that He will do what He says. So it's believing in God's character and believing in God's promises. And you know what? Many of us face blind corners. They can be very, very practical. They can be different for each one of us. And I need to be very honest there, that as I drive that road, I'm reminded how contrary my human nature is, because in the flesh, I want to see every step before I take it, and even to like self-navigate before start stepping out. Those blind corners can be frightening and they can be challenging, but I've just got two thoughts on that. One is that the rest of Hebrews 11 is devoted to the heroes of the faith, people who have walked this walk, and they are real living people. One of the things I particularly don't have time to go into, but none of them walked it alone. So if you are going around a blind corner, take someone with you, share, let them pray with you as you go around that corner. Yeah, the other one of them is a point that Tyrone brought out so beautifully when he preached recently. I'm just reading one sentence and I want to elaborate on it. He shared that fear is what rises up in the absence of faith. And what I've just described of my faith versus flesh journey is that is exactly what happens when we can't see what's around the corner. Whether we are talking about an emotional situation, a job situation, a relationship situation, a health situation, when we don't have faith, the other thing that bubbles up is fear. And I just want to encourage us this morning, that God is God. We set our mind on the goal. We know what the goal is. And that as we walk this walk, I want to share lastly what in the message is exactly the same verse. The fundamental faith of our existence is that our trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes our life worth living. Faith is the firm foundation that makes our life worth living. So as you start today, my last sentence there is just take something practical, be encouraged. There are blind corners, they're not always obvious, but take someone along with you and be blessed and be encouraged this morning. God bless you all.